community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we're going to have our usual chat with Simon from the Brentwood Gazette. Afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon.
How are you? All right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Right, what we got coming up in tomorrow's Brentwood Gazette? I know you've got a story about taxis and the fares.
Yes, I mean, this is came from a meeting at a council last week where basically the Accord, it all seemed like the Accord were definitely going to be put through this measure to increase the fares, which meant that the fares go up for everyone, every taxi company throughout the whole area.
When you're talking fares go up, how much do they go up by?
It's interesting. Conservatives ended up in the majority in the meeting and actually voted against it,
right,
because they said that the fares were going up by too much. They said that someone who was going to travel about a mile would have to pay about 10% more.
10% is quite significant, to
that
be honest.
That does sound
with
like quite a lot, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, when you consider anybody at home that's listening right now has got their savings in a bank or building society and they're getting 1% on it.
Yeah.
So 10% is actually quite a lot.
It is, but obviously there's a flip side to every story. And the taxi business, I spoke to the owner of Dunes Taxis, and he said that compared to other local areas, Brentwood's actually a lot cheaper. And he said that places in, London would be a lot expensive anyway, but he said it's about twice as much. And their main argument is that the cost of living and the cost of mechanics and repairs and everything is going up. But their fares have stayed the same, and that's why they think it's unfair.
Well, to be honest, you can understand them putting the if everything else has gone up. But what I don't understand about everything is why are wages not going up, but we're paying more for everything?
Yeah,
so
well,
I don't think a mechanic's wages has gone up, but the garages are probably charging more. I don't understand this. Perhaps I'm being a little bit simplistic here.
Hmm.
But if their costs are more, then that's understandable. Up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just 10% rising. Do you think 10% would make that much difference to people, or do you think they'd take do you think they'd take the gamble and drink drive, just because they don't want to pay 10% more? Or
that's obviously that would be difficult to say that.
Well, that's the huge negative of this, isn't it? Really, that people are.
Yeah, I think the thing is, as users of taxi, you just get in and you think, oh, the fare's going to be how it is. And you never think really when you're in it, do you? You don't think, oh, that's going up quicker than I thought.
No, you don't.
But yeah, it's something that we never really think about. But obviously, I think the taxi companies seem quite feel quite strongly about it. But obviously, it's difficult for members of the public to really know what's fair and what isn't.
Well, it's one of those things, isn't it? If it's going to go up, it's going to go up. It's the members of the public will just have to pay, I suppose. Really,
sure.
It's just. But I don't like all these things going up all the time. It irritates me. Can't we go back to 1984 and put all the house prices back down to 20 grand? I'd love that. I would.
Right.
Except for mine, obviously. Now, we've got a local up-and-coming star, or a star, a woman with an MBE you was mentioning earlier on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'd say she's up-and-coming. She's almost at her retirement age now. But
oh, really? I didn't realise.
No, yeah, well, she's dedicated pretty much her whole life to this charity, which is for the disabled.
I know,
she's,
yes.
Out in the countryside, sort of near Blackmoor in Gatestone sort of area.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's been involved. Her parents actually donated the farm to this charity, and her parents set it up, and she was stressed that her parents really got her into it.
Yeah.
But after that, she was always involved with it in a certain element, always interested in horses, always interested as being a horse riding instructor. But and she sort of slowly took over the reins and actually been involved with the charity for about 38 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds like she really deserved her MBE, and she picked that up from Princess Anne last week.
Oh, really? Congratulations to the lady. That's fantastic. She's been doing this riding for the disabled for most of her working life.
Yeah, so the charity, what they do is they offer riding instruction, lessons to children and adults. She's basically, I think she's always been an instructor, and she used to be involved in the practical side, and she said that after her mum retired, she slowly became more involved in organising it, and she's been running it for a long time now, and she's really devoted. She said you have to work weekends, evenings. Oh, she lives there on site as well. She never really has a break. So.
Oh, she's on call all the time, then she's on site.
Yeah.
Bless her. Oh, it's fantastic, Chelsea. Yeah. Fantastic. We also mentioned off-air earlier on something about an Ongar club.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was hoping to be able to speak about this because obviously my main patch is Ongar, Ongar North Weald, which is Ongar North Weald Gazette, another sort of smaller part of the Gazette series. Obviously, I'll chip in with Brentwood as well, but I thought as I have a rare opportunity on the show, it'd be great to talk about a story which has actually been important to the people of Ongar, and it's been going on for quite a while.
Right.
Basically, the history of it is that the Sports and Social Club is run by a group called the Ongar Sports and Social sort of Club. That's what they're called.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been running it for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Sort of voluntary organisation. The council's now decided that the club's a bit repair, and it needs to sort of offer sports, more different, more sort of bigger variety of sports, different people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been having a few sort of heated arguments about whether they should take it over or not.
Yeah.
And now there's the opportunity for this, what is basically like a referendum to happen.
Right.
Which will be much bigger than the Scottish referendum, based on whether the council should take it over or not, basically. And obviously...
Do the council think they... Obviously, they think they can run it better than the locals.
Yeah, basically, they think that they can sort of put... and get an actual sort of full-time manager to come in.
Yeah.
And they want to do things like bring in sort of catering facilities and put sort of more sports on offer at this place.
Yeah, yeah.
But the people who run it at the moment think that that might sort of damage the club. They think that there's an opportunity for the council to maybe go back on the word and sort of maybe even sell it off eventually. And I think they're quite worried about what could happen. So it's quite a difficult one. There's mixed views in the town about it, really. And if this poll does happen, it'd be interesting to see sort of what the results are.
Well, fingers crossed, they control of this and they keep control of it. Not necessarily council run, but you know, it would be nice to keep it local, keep it nice and run by all the local people, because they really would have the best aspects of the social club at heart, to be honest with you. Because they know what the local area wants because they're in it. Whereas,
exactly.
Whereas the council tend to see a larger area and they're not concentrating on it fully and all the way. So I think anything that's local run will be much better. Much better, to be honest with you. Well, fingers crossed they take control there.
No,
Simon, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
No worries.
Are we going to see you again next week?
Well, if it's not me, it'll be someone else.
Oh, look at that. That's all in your Brentwood Gazette.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.